special Wireless Wednesday numero 100. We've reached the century mark. Mitch Evans with you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and our guy Rick Limpert, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level, whether it's CBS Atlanta or Everything Georgia. You can find Rick everywhere, and you can check him out on Twitter at Rick Roswell, and also check out Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. How are you, my friend? What's going on? And happy 100.
Good, Mitch. It's been a couple of weeks. Yeah, they said it couldn't be done, but we made it to 100.
Who said that? Who dared say that?
I can't say.
Oh, you can't say, huh?
But Lindsay didn't think it would last, so.
Oh, is that right? Lindsay. Hey, real quick, before we get into stuff here, Rick, are you writing for a publication called News China?
Not that I know about.
Well,
you know, my stuff tends to go out different places.
Well, we're getting mail for you here at 92.9 The Game. I've got two magazines, News China, addressed to Rick Limpert at 1201 Peachtree Street. So next time I see you, I'll have to give you these magazines. I was perusing through it. I didn't see any articles from you, any tech articles, but it's all in English, which is rather interesting. So I thought maybe you would be in there. So, all right. Just wanted to make sure.
Glad you're getting my mail, Mitch. That saves me some time, at least.
Well, listen, Rick, when it comes to celebrating 100 of anything, it is something that you would have to say is a special accomplishment. And I think this is, you know, we started together back in the days of Dave FM when Steve Craig was hosting the morning show and you were doing Wireless Wednesdays. And then once we switched over to Sports Talk, I took you with me here to the Mitch Evans Experience. And here we are at numero 100. So let's talk a little bit about you, Rick, and who you are and why we do Wireless Wednesday.
Well, who I am, I'm, you know, a tech writer and a sports tech writer, and you know, we're friends, Mitch. People don't know that, you know, off the air as well, so it's only natural that I appreciate your invitation to come on, and we talk tech. I know you like technology in a consumer-type way and gadgets, and, you know, we're here to educate and to have fun at the same time.
Well, we developed the friendship as the relationship went on, the on-air relationship, and so I am happy that, hey, if we never reached 100, it still wouldn't have mattered. I know right now you and I would be friends, so that's a plus. We're talking with Rick Limpert here on the 100th edition of Wireless Wednesday on the Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm curious to know, you know, what is it that when we talk about whatever it is that we talk about from week to week, you know, where are you getting your information? You know, where are you coming up with ideas? How do you come up with ideas that would be right for the experience as opposed to other segments you do on other shows across the country?
Well, I mean, sometimes we discuss it, but there's not really a place I can go, or I don't get a newsletter saying these are the topics. They're all my original topics. A lot of times it's things I'm doing. I travel to different events or to different conferences, so we talk about that. We talk about topical things when a new phone comes out or an iPhone is debuted. So I try to keep it current and topical. And I think if I'm interested in it and you're interested in it, your listeners would probably be interested in it.
Now, you've told me a lot of times, Rick, that you get feedback directly from listeners about things that were discussed here on Wireless Wednesday. And, you know, for me, that I may not get that type of response because, again, you know, this is a sports talk show, and this does involve sports from the technology realm, you know, for most of the time, but also just technology that might be interesting to listeners, whether it's sports or not. But just give me a little bit of a feedback from the people that you hear from and what exactly they tell you.
Yeah, I do it quite a bit because it's a tech segment. People are interested in technology, chances are they have an email and a computer and a phone, so it's easy for them to get me on Twitter or send me an email, and they do that. The tech people are real passionate about the products they use or they have questions about before they shell out a lot of money on something. So they want to get an opinion from somebody that maybe has some experience with it. And your listeners, Mitch, I give them credit. They're not afraid to ask me a question or call me out when they disagree with something I say.
Do you ever get ideas from anybody who might have listened and say, hey, you know, since you talked about this, you might want to check this out?
Oh, I think so. I can't think of anything specifically. They're phones. They're really passionate about phones, your listeners, which I'm sure a lot of people are listening to your show, mm-hmm. maybe on an app on mm-hmm. a phone. So with that's something they're passionate about.
Mitch Evans Experience, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Wireless Wednesday number 100 with our guy Rick Limpert. Everything we're talking about on a weekly basis, you can find links to on Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.info. You can also follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Roswell. You can follow me as well at the Mitch Sports if you choose to do so. So tell me, as far as maybe what have been some of the most popular Wireless Wednesday topics that maybe has been a favorite for you, or someone who's told you, hey, that was my favorite.
Well, one thing was pretty unusual. I didn't know if we'd get any response, or I didn't even know if anyone knew what it was. But when that dashboard cam in Russia, you know, filmed a crash or a plane crash,
right?
I heard from a ton of people with questions about how they can get a dashboard cam, how much it costs, are they legal? And I think more and more Americans now are getting a dashboard cam for security purposes, mm-hmm. Or maybe just for fun on their dashboard. That was a big one, Mitch.
Hey, you bring that up. Nothing illegal about having a dashboard camera, right? Or is that a state thing?
Oh, no.
Nothing, right?
No, not at all. As long as you're just using it on the dashboard for, filming while you're driving, or as long as you're not invading somebody's privacy,
right.
I assume it's fine. And they've come way down in price for, under $50 for a dashboard cam now.
I'm glad you bring that up. It seems that in regards to technology, everything, that as there's more demand, which is unusual, because usually when there's more demand, the price, goes up in some realms. But it seems that, as technology increases on certain, whether it's a phone or whether it's a TV or whether it's a laptop computer, whatever, the prices continue to go down.
Well, not on the latest technology, Mitch. When the 8K TVs or the latest iPhone comes out, their price is pretty standard. It's not coming down at all. But, when the new version or a new release of something comes out, things that are 6 months, a year old, they usually do go down, and the discounts are deep. So that's what a lot of people like to wait and see. And also gives you a chance to work out the kinks on the first version of something, mm-hmm. and you can pick it up for cheaper, and there's no bugs with it.
Yeah, but certainly, Rick, when you talk about technological advances, whether it's in TVs or phones or computers and the like, you can get a great price on something that just depends on whatever it is that you might like. It doesn't have to be what's at the forefront of technology. You can get something that maybe was introduced a couple of years ago that still might be perfect for you right now.
It might be. And what I tell people is, don't go and buy a gadget or a type of phone because it's the hot phone or it's because the one your friend has. These things are really personal items. It's got to be the right thing for you. It's got to feel good in your hand. It's got something you're comfortable with, an interface you're comfortable with. So, you have to make the decisions. It's a personal thing. Don't judge a lot of times by what mm-hmm. Your friend or your family member says about something. Go try it for yourself.
Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
Well, listen, just since because we're reminiscing a little bit about 100 editions of Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience, doesn't mean that Rick's not going to give us some type of deal to find out there. So what's the App of the Week?
This one's a really good one for the 100th episode, Mitch. Something I tried this week, a brand new app. It's called Photo Time. It's for your Apple device. This app is really amazing. I don't even understand how they do it. But what it does, when you install the app and run your pictures through it, it will tag your pictures by where they were taken, the subject of the picture. Sometimes it will recognize based on things on your computer who is in the picture, and it will put them in and organize it for you. So when I was in Puerto Rico, I took a bunch of pictures. Without telling the app, it was able to identify that those pictures were taken in Puerto Rico and lumped them all into one category in a box in my file folder. So it was just amazing. Tennis pictures I've taken, they put them in a tennis folder. The app is truly amazing, the stuff that these apps are doing now. Photo Time. I'm really high on this app.
All right, Rick. That's great. Hey, listen, here's to another